Buster Olney, as good at what he does as anybody we've got here covering Major League Baseball, kind enough to sit in with me for a moment here, and so many different topics to delve into. Why don't we start with Matsui? I've been vacillating on who I feel like is the most valuable player in this series. I feel like Rivera, as you heard me talk about, just because of what he represents in the back end, I felt like obviously Utley was great. Sketchy call on that check swing. Matsui did have some enormous at-bats and momentum-swinging at-bats. Your thoughts on the MVP?
I hear you, and I could see picking Rivera. I could see picking Utley, but I do think Matsui was a good choice because he had the crossroads. He created the crossroads with that at-bat against Pedro Martinez in Game 2. Pedro trying to back up that curveball twice in a row, the home run that makes it 2-1 Yankees. And then in Game 6, what happened last night, he was the guy that Pedro could not get the ball past. You know, after having seen his curveball getting hit in Game 2 last night, trying to beat him with a fastball, and he just couldn't do it. That's why I think Matsui directly affected the outcome of two games in a series where all you have to do is win four.
When I walked in here to the studio today and I said Posada, it was funny because you did exactly what I noticed, was you sort of exhaled. That's what my eyes seized upon. How symbolic was his reaction in your mind to what it is to be a Yankee in 2009?
For some of them it is, and it's called the Steinbrenner Doctrine, and I covered them for 4 years. The Steinbrenner Doctrine is, if you don't win the World Series, you're a failure. There's no middle ground. If you win, you did what you're supposed to do. If you lose, you're considered to be a failure. Look, I do think that there's going to be more joy coming out of this, and I think it'll be reflected in the size of the crowds that we're going to see at the parade on Friday, because it's been 8 years. 8 years to the day since Luis Gonzalez's hit dropped in the outfield in that 2001 World Series. 8 years to the day since they've been champions. So you could see in Jeter's face, Rivera's face, a lot of excitement that they won. But that Posada, you know, deep breath of, whew, there's no doubt that there's a big part of that that goes throughout that organization, because they know that with their payroll size, everyone talks about, well, of course you're going to win. You're the team that spent almost $500 million on free agents. There's a lot of inherent pressure in that, and that's what you saw in Posada shrug.
And that's what, I shouldn't say it disappoints me, but when the idea of reaching the top of the mountain can be almost perceived as joyless in that all you did was reach an expectation, to me, if you achieve your stated goal, then that's the best you can do. And if you are the champions of Major League Baseball, then you have done what no one else could. And it feels like you ought to at least leave yourself a little wiggle room that you can overachieve for what you hope to achieve. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I totally get it. And I agree with you, and I think in a perfect world, that's the way it would be. In most places, that's the way it is, that there's something to be drawn, even if you finish in second place. But in their world, knowing, I mean, let's face it, if they had lost that World Series, Joe Girardi would have been hammered because of decisions made with the pitching staff. Brian Cashman would have been hammered, the general manager, in a different play. Mark Teixeira would have been destroyed with the criticism. Posada, having been there so long, probably understands that as well as anybody, and that's where that big sigh of relief comes from.
How will history view the Big Four? We'll start in the pen and go from Rivera all the way in through Jeter and Posada and Pettit. How will that foursome of this current Yankee group be viewed in time?
Okay, Pettit is a borderline Hall of Famer now. I think eventually he'll have the numbers to get in, and I think the PED issue will keep him out. Posada, he's going to be a Hall of Famer someday. He's generating those type of numbers. Jeter's going to be regarded as one of the greatest shortstops of all time. And it was interesting to hear what you said about Rivera. This is what I believe. Rivera, in his sport, in terms of what he does, may be the greatest player of any athlete in any sport. In other words, the difference between him and the next best guy among closers throughout history is enormous.
Last night I was sitting trying to go through the mental gymnastics of how do you state this, and I've said many times about Tiger Woods, I think he's better at what he does than anyone else is at what they do in anything. And I'm not talking about sports. I'm cello player, brain surgeon, train conductor. But to compare it to to compare a reliever in baseball to a place kicker or a wide receiver or a center in basketball is sort of obtuse. But he is the measuring stick by which others are judged, and no one's close.
I agree, and he's a difference-making player. When you talk to guys with the Braves from the 90s, they believe if they had had Rivera, they would have been the team that won four championships. Here are the names I came up with in this discussion. Tiger Woods, you mentioned him. You know golf far better than I do. Jerry Rice, the wide receiver.
Yeah,
there was
I'll
a big
that.
Gap between Rice and the next best guy. Mariano Rivera, in the fact that the Yankees have had him, you think about the way this World Series played out. There was one sure thing as we went into Game 6. At some point, Rivera would impact the game. Neither team had the Yankees didn't have it in the first seven innings. The Phillies didn't have it at all. It's made a difference for them during the course of his career.
What I despise that we do is the day after a title is handed out, we try to say who will be there next year. I'm not asking you who's going to win next year, but is it reasonable to expect, given the economic climate and the way the Phillies and the Yankees spend, and given that you don't see too many significant changes, I wouldn't think, Damon or Matsui maybe for New York, are these two teams that would expect reasonably going into February that they could be around next fall?
No question about it. The Phillies can be if Cole Hamels recovers, rebounds from what he went through this year. The Yankees.
You think he will?
I do think he will. I think he's going to learn from his experience. He's 25 years old. I think the Yankees will address the back end of their bullpen. One number to leave with you before I go. Mariano Rivera, 88 appearances in the postseason. You know how many times he's given up more than one earned run? 88 appearances.
How many?
One. In the 2000 World Series, he gave up two to the Mets, and he still got the save in that game.
And he didn't get a save last night, but he was the man that was on the mound when it ended, and it only seems fitting. And Buster, appreciate you being here. I know you're getting worn out today across the board, but we appreciate your specter throughout the season. Look forward to talking to you again. I'm sure February will be here before you know it.
Oh, well, you're not kidding. Thanks, Scott.